עיקר הזכר הפרק גמר משנה דל תורה מתה ראשונה הוא מחפה בקטפלו. The first withdrawal of money from the Lishka was 15 days before Pesach. The box of Heshekel would be withdrawn from the Lishka and placed in three boxes, and that money is to be used for the Karbanos Tzibur. And whatever money is left over in the Lishka is considered Shiyari HaLishka, the remnant of the Lishka. And that money would be covered with leather covers. And subsequently, anybody who still has not yet brought a box of Heshekel and brings it after the first withdrawal of funds, it would be placed on top of the leather covers, and then when they subsequently withdraw funds from the Lishka 15 days before Shavuos, they would only withdraw the money that had been brought after the first withdrawal of funds. Shnia umachafe b'katablo. Then they would withdraw money for the second time 15 days before Shavuos. They would put the money in the three boxes, and then whatever money is remaining in the Lishka would also be covered with leather covers. That money would also be considered Shiyare HaLishka. And then whoever still has not yet brought his Maksimus HaShekel and brings it after the second withdrawal, the money that is brought would be placed on top of the second leather cover. Shlishis Lo Hayim Achapim. After the third withdrawal of funds, which is 15 days before Sukkot, whatever money is remaining in the Lishka would not have to be covered with a leather cover, since there's no longer any more withdrawal of funds from that Lishka, and this is the third and final withdrawal of funds for the year. The reason why, after the first two withdrawal of funds, 15 days before Pesach and 15 days before Shavuot, they would cover whatever money is left over in the Lishka with a leather cover, is because they're afraid that the next time they withdraw funds, they withdraw money again from the funds that were there originally before the previous withdrawal. And they're not supposed to withdraw that money. And that money is considered Shiyari HaLishka. That money is not to be used for the Kapanah Tzibur. It's used for other purposes. So therefore, after withdrawing funds, they would cover the money that's remaining with a leather cover. And then, when they withdraw funds the next time, they would only withdraw funds from the money that was placed on top of the leather cover. Torah meant the Rishayin of the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The first withdrawal of funds 15 days before Pesach were for those that lived in Eretz Yisrael and had brought in already their Maksimus HaShekel prior to the first withdrawal. The second withdrawal of funds 15 days before Shavuos were for those that lived in the neighboring country to Eretz Yisrael, that although they did not yet bring in their Maksimus HaShekel 15 days before Pesach, they had brought it in 15 days before Shavuos, and the second withdrawal is from the fund that they had brought in. The third and final withdrawal, 15 days before Sukkot, was for those people that lived in Bavo or Madai or other distant countries from Eretz Yisrael that had not yet brought in their Maksimus HaShekel before the second withdrawal. By the time the third withdrawal arrived, which is 15 days before Sukkot, they did have a chance to already bring their Maksimus HaShekel, and the third withdrawal is fun. And from the Maksimus HaShekel that was brought by those people that lived in a distant country, there is this wrong. The Maksimus HaShekel that was drawn from the Lishka and placed into the three boxes, what was bought with the money from those boxes? So the Mishnah says, they would buy with it the Karbanos Tmidim, the Karbanos Musafim that were brought Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. And the Nisachim, the wine that was poured on the Mizbeah, when the Tmidim and Musafim were brought. Ha'aymer, they bought with it the Korban Aymer that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan. Ushtei HaLechem, they bought with it the Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos. The Lechem HaPanim, and they bought with it the Lechem HaPanim that was put on the Shulchan. The whole Karbanos HaTzibur, and all other Karbanos HaTzibur were bought with the money. That includes the Ketoret. The Ketoret is also bought with the money from the Lishka. The people that guarded the produce that grew spontaneously on Shvi'it would take their wages from the Trumas HaLishka. And the Korban HaOmer, the Korban Shtei HaLechem that is brought in the year of Shvi'it, had to be brought from produce that grew spontaneously that year. But no produce could be planted on Shvi'it. And the HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem had to be brought from produce that grew that year. So it had to be brought from produce that grew spontaneously, that even though it was not planted, it grew anyway. Now the problem is that all the produce in Eretz Yisrael on Shavuos is Hefker, and the poor people could take it. And Benson wanted to ensure that there would be some produce left over that could be used for the owner of the stay at Lafayette, because they would hire guards that would guard certain fields where produce had grown spontaneously to make sure that nobody took the produce from that field, and that produce would be used for the Korban Omer and the stay at Lafayette. And the guards that they hired would get their wages from the Truma Talish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afa Roisim, is not the Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yossi said, if somebody wants to guard those fields and guard the produce that is to be used for the Korban Omer and the stay at Lafayette without taking any wages, he can do so. Now, even though if he is guarding the field and not taking any wages, so he is Kona that produce, it becomes his. And the Korban Omer and the stay at Lafayette is a Korban Sibo, it's a Korban that is brought by the public, it can't be brought by one individual. And since he is guarding it and not taking wages, so he owns it. So the Korban is being brought by one individual. The answer is, Rabbi Yossi holds that a Korban Yachid could turn into a Korban Sibo. That a Korban Sibo that is brought for produce that is owned by a Yachid, if the Yachid donates it to the Tzibor, it is mutter to use that produce. And since he is donating it to the Tzibor, it turns into a Korban Sibo. Amrullah, Afat Oimer Shainam Ba and Elam Yishal Tzibor. The Chama said to Rabbi Yossi, don't you admit that the Korban Oimer and the Shtei Alecha has to be brought from the Tzibor, from the public? It can't be brought from one individual. And according to you, that the individual is guarding the field and not taking any wages, so he's the one that owns that produce. So it's a Korban Yachid, it's not a Korban Sibor. And the Chacham holds that a Korban Yachid cannot turn into a Korban Sibor. If a Yachid is the one that owns the produce, even if he donates it to the public, it's forbidden to use that produce to be brought for the Korban Sibor. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, the guards who are guarding the produce have to take wages from the Trumas Alishka, and since they are taking wages to guard the produce, they are not owners of the produce. Instead, the people who pay their wages are owners of the produce, so therefore the produce is owned by the Tzibor, not by the Yachid.